If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Hi, I'm Dalvet Quince. One way to help manage type 2 diabetes is to regularly exercise. My exercise program can help get you into a routine that works for you. Keep in mind, managing blood sugar also takes the right
diet. Hi, I'm celebrity chef Franklin Becker. Ever since I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I've adapted my cooking style without sacrificing flavor. If you want to learn more tips about diet
and exercise,
visit mytype2transformation.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And Serena Bellissimo, presenter of the Bellissimo Files on Spin 103.8, is with me to talk about the celebrity power couple themselves, J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Benifer.
And admit it.
Jaffleck.
No, can we not? Can we start off by saying, were you as shocked as I was to learn that Jennifer has changed her surname?
But has she really? Like, I assume she's going to still trade under the Jennifer Lopez, but it's just when she's like booking swimming lessons for the kids that she ring up the local public pool and say, oh, Mrs. Affleck here.
But did that not shock you? Like, I don't know.
It did a little bit.
Out of everything, I just went, out of everything you've done, this is the thing that shocks me most. The fact that, and Jennifer, I don't know where the Lynn came from, so it must be her middle name or something, but she's become Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
Isn't that the end? You know, A Star is Born? I haven't seen the new one. The original one?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it ends? Mrs. Norman something. She takes his full name in proper old-fashioned terms.
She's don't get me started
Mrs.
on that.
Norman Maine.
Does your wife sometimes get addressed as...
Mrs. Kieran Cuddihy. Yeah, and you know who's terrible for it? Schools. Schools. Not our kids' school, but other schools, I notice. And it used to drive my mother mental that when I was in secondary school... we would get letters, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, it drives me nuts. It's like...
Do you get it, yeah?
I sometimes get it from older aunts and uncles. I'm just like, no, I don't know who this person is. But anyway, listen, they did get married on Sunday. And I don't know about you, but me, when they got back together at the start, I don't know why I was so happy. You were happy, weren't you?
Was I happy?
Were you shocked?
Unhappy? What's in between? Nonplussed.
Well, were you shocked at how invested you were in this?
Well, I tell you what, I felt sorry for all of the people they have been with in between.
Why?
Because they obviously were still holding a flame for each other. So, I mean, on some level, Jennifer Garner had to have seen that news and thought, you know what, you still wanted to be with her the whole time.
Do you know, I actually quite love Jennifer Garner. She has come out of this, like, she's just amazing. She hasn't commented. She hasn't done anything. You know, sometimes people go and they post thirst traps on their Instagrams when stuff like this happens. She's just going on with her life as she should. But there have been memes during the rounds, and there was one that one of my mates sent me after J-Lo and Ben Affleck got married. And it said something along the lines of, we promise to love, honour, and never make another movie together again.
Oh, very good. That is very good.
Isn't it?
Because they did make a movie together. They've only been in one movie. It's the movie where they met.
Exactly. So back in 2002, Jennifer Lopez was still with her husband, Chris Judd, who was a dancer. They met there. She ended up divorcing from him. It was, I suppose it was the beginning of that celebrity romance where they were on everything.
Yes.
And they were hounded. And no one really knows how to pronounce the film they were in. No one's really seen the film they were in. Geely, Jiggly.
Giggly.
Yeah, we've got a clip, haven't we?
Here we have. Let's take a little listen.
Where are you going?
It's turkey time.
Huh?
Gobble, gobble.
What?
Now you talk the talk. You know I'm expecting you to walk the walk. Come on. Show me what I've been missing my whole life.
I think, to be serious... Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I think, I was thinking, you know, and you're right. And you said, you know, probably actually a woman might know more about what feels better to another woman. She's a woman herself. A guy might be at a certain disadvantage.
Shut up and get over here.
Oh, the chemistry.
Oh, my God.
sparks.
It's so terrible.
And the writing is awful.
Oh my gosh. So basically, I'm not going to go there. But basically, two gangsters hired to take someone down. We don't need to know much. Let's move on from Digby.
Yeah. But actually, before we talk about her acting career, can we just acknowledge her musical career?
Oh, she is phenomenal. And when she started, so back in the 90s, she was, I don't know if you got a show called In Living Colour here.
No.
Oh, it was a great show, In Living Colour. There were dancers and stuff. And she started, because her career started as a backup dancer. She danced for Janet Jackson, for some of the Jacksons. She was a fly girl in Living Colour. And then her career really took off, not as a singer. It took off as an actress, because there was a really famous singer back in the 90s called Selena. And she was gunned down by the president of her fan club. And Jennifer Lopez was chosen to portray Selena. She was phenomenal. When she did that and then dared to release an album at the same time, people were just like, oh, would you get in your box? Choose one or another. And she was like, I want to do it all. And fair play to her. She has done it all.
Let's take a little listen to Jenny from the Block. From In Living Colour to movie scripts to On the Six to J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real even on no bro. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block. I say she's still fond of the rocks that she got, despite remembering where she came from. Ben Affleck's in the video as well, is he?
It's hilarious. So I was looking at how many acting credits they have, and Ben Affleck has about 81. She has 125. A lot of them include her video clips. They both share another thing in common. This is down as their acting credits, because I think that's one of the most iconic music videos going out there at the moment. It basically centered around the paparazzi hounding them and stuff. And when they got back together, they redid some of those shots that they said to the world, look, we're back together.
All right. Out of Sight is one of my favourite Jennifer Lopez movies.
That was one of the first that I'd
back
seen.
Back when they used to make good thrillers, just a good solid thriller.
And George Clooney was in that.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant movie.
Do you have another one?
Instead, talk about Hustlers. Hustlers is a great movie.
Really?
Oh, top notch. Amazing.
I don't know what I was feeling the day I saw it. It is one of the few films I've actually walked out of the cinema.
What?
Yeah, I
got up and strolled out.
I did. I was there to review it, and even when I was like, I can't.
So you were there to watch it to the end, and you didn't even do it.
I struggled. Oh, I really, with half an hour to go, I thought the script was terrible. I thought it was undermining women instead of empowering them. But it could have been. You know, when you watch a film and you're just not in the mood. So I'm going to go back and watch it again before I say that it's a terrible film, because this is the film that everyone thought she was going to win the Oscar for.
Yeah.
And poor Jen didn't even get nominated.
Didn't even get a nomination. Let's take a listen.
I was a centerfold once.
No way.
Mm. 93.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Back when Stevie Wonder came in.
Casey had him in the champagne room. Swears to God he isn't blind.
Wow. How come you're so good?
I see you with every single kind of guy, and I don't know, it's like you have them all figured out.
I guess I'm just a people person.
All right, okay. Well, if opinion is divided about that, I'm going to recommend Out of Sight as the J-Lo movie for everyone to go and watch.
If you are a fan and you have Netflix, check out Halftime, which is a documentary about J-Lo and her Super Bowl performance.
All right.
So
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. You can't talk Ben Affleck without talking Good Will Hunting.
Oh, no, you can't.
Every day I come by your house and I pick you up. We go out, we have a few drinks and a few laughs, and it's great. You know what the best part of my day is? For about 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb and when I get to your door. Because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there. No goodbye, no see you later, no nothing. Just left. I don't know much, but I know that.
That film, I didn't watch it when it first came out. I think it was 1997. I don't know. You know, one of those films that sort of just passed you by. Mm. I only watched it maybe about 6 or 7 years ago.
And
it is so good.
Isn't it?
And Robin Williams oh my gosh, as the professor. And like, this is the film that basically put Matt Damon and Ben Affleck out there. They won an Oscar. This was their debut screenwriting feature film, and they won an Oscar for their screenplay. Like, it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, if you've made my mistake, go see this.
Ben Affleck, and I don't want to be too dismissive of J-Lo's 125 film back catalogue, there's more hits in Ben's. Ben's been in better movies.
And a lot of Jennifer's are the video clips, music videos, right? Ben has been amazing as an actor. Let's not talk about Batman, which he's going to reprise his role as Batman in The Flash. Let's not talk about that, but not even his acting. Like, I loved him in The Town, Gone, but then when he did Gone Baby Gone, remember he directed Casey Affleck. Affleck, his brother, he showed us that he's not just a phenomenal actor, because he is, but he's an amazing director.
Yeah, he is. And he directed, what else?
He's done Argo.
He directed Argo, as well as being in that.
And he did The Town as well. And I have to say, out of all the Affleck films, I loved Argo.
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
There are so many good Ben Affleck movies, and there are some good Jennifer Lopez.
She's good at the rom-coms. Movies. We didn't mention Made in Manhattan and Marrying Me, the recent rom-com. And can we just say about Jen, she has two gritty films coming out, one called The Godmother, where it's the rise and fall of the mob boss Griselda Blanco. But the one that I'm really looking forward to, it might be really bad, called The Mother. An assassin comes out of retirement to save her daughter. So I think she's going all Liam Neeson-like.
All right. Okay. I will find you. So says J-Lo. Because I'm Jenny from the block. Anyway, Serena Bellissimo, presenter of the Bellissimo Files on Spin 103.8. Thanks a million for that. We'll talk to you again at the same time next week. We'll get the news headlines now, though. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Dalbert Quince. One way to help manage type 2 diabetes is to regularly exercise. My exercise program can help get you into a routine that works for you. Keep in mind, managing blood sugar also takes the right
diet.
Hi, I'm celebrity chef Franklin Becker. Ever since I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I've adapted my cooking style without sacrificing flavor. If you want to learn more tips about diet
and exercise,
visit mytype2transformation.com.